This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
G. Whizzikers. It's the DJV show. I'm a little lost in my own. I have a world of my own. We all have worlds.
Oh, we know.
Oh, okay.
Dudley Land. Dudley World. No, Dudley World. That
sounds
Dudley
better.
That's
right. It was dubbed Dudley World by somebody that I cared a lot about who really understood what the nature of Dudley World was, or maybe is, in a manner of speaking. It's a world of fantasy. This radio program and the fantasy, it creates this a world of reality, but yet doing this sort of thing every day for as many years as I have, there's a sort of fantasy that gets created around it. It's like the world isn't really real. It's a figment of my imagination, or all of our imaginations. And that gets us into this deep, this really almost heavy mindset of what a lot of people, even though Einstein says you can't change energy, or it changes the shape, but it doesn't go away. And then you think about quantum physics and what's possible in the mind. I could be imagining you, Victoria. I could be imagining you, Kara. We could all be imagining each other and not really even exist. So what a waste, though, all this great stuff. We have at our fingertips. Anyway, welcome back to another hour of the DJV show. Hi, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is not amongst us because she was, it's a whole long sordid story, got involved in a political event that then she was capturing the attention of lots of people, and then they captured her, in a manner of speaking, but everything turned out okay, and it'll be a story for another day. Speaking of stories, the United States government and all of the fun we have with the various departments. For example, the Department of Agriculture this week publishing a report estimating that 35,891, that doesn't sound like an estimate, it sounds like a pretty specific number to me, 35,891 food retailers around the country have engaged in food stamp fraud. They are illegally trafficking in more than $1 billion worth of supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits. And this survey reflects on the last 3 years. So it basically happens, according to the folks at the Department of Agriculture, the SNAP benefits, SNAP is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but they call it SNAP. What happens is a SNAP recipient sells their benefits for cash to food retailers at a discount, the Food and Nutrition Service says. SNAP benefits are permitted for the purchase of eligible food items from authorized food retailers. The sale or exchange of SNAP benefits for anything other than food is illegal. So they're giving back cash to these food retailers. Regular stores, the food stores, the chains, are giving back, whether it's Publix or Albertsons or Ralph's or whoever it is, they are giving back money instead of food at a discount. Now, what are they doing? They send it back in and get full cash out of it? I guess that's what they do, right? When you buy something, I've never done this, so maybe if somebody knows how to do this, if you have a welfare, basically it's a welfare chit, you bring it in, they don't want to call it welfare because that's politically incorrect, but that's what it is, food assistance, so you get food assistance, You go in, and instead of buying food, excuse me, let's say you have, you want to, the SNAP benefits are for $100. Instead of buying $100 worth of food, the stores are giving the each one of the beneficiaries $80 in cash, and this food, the store nets 20. That's what the government says they're doing, and they have been doing it. There are 300,000 stores authorized to accept SNAP benefits. So 10% of them have been cheating, in a sense. Is it cheating? That doesn't sound like it's right for me. If these people are supposed to be actually using them for food, what are they using the money for? Buying drugs or whatever? What if you're not using, if you've got these welfare chits, whatever they used to call them? What are the food stamps? Food stamps. They used to call them food stamps. So you got food stamps, and you go in and you're supposed to be buying food with them, and you don't. You take the cash instead. What are you doing with the cash? Anybody want to speculate?
Well, maybe, I don't know. I don't really, what's the difference between that and the EBT cards?
I don't know. All I know is this, the SNAP program is what I'm familiar with because part of the Department of Agriculture, and because I'm a farmer, I watch these things because there are stories surrounding them all the time at what people get away with using them for that's not supposed to be in the, it's another, here we have a government program that has gotten way out of control, way too broad, way too many people are in it, and so what you've done is invite this illegal trafficking. That's what you've done. It's because it's so big and out of control. Instead of making it, there are people who deserve and need this support.
Mm-hmm.
How many there are, I'm guaranteeing you, isn't 48% of the population, which is how many people have some kind of welfare assistance like this. So the it's so big and it's so open to fraud like this. Imagine legitimate food stores, 30,000 of them, engaging in this kind of traffic. It must be that they talk to each other and say, hey, guys, you want to make a quick 20? Take the $100 from the people who have it, give them back $80 in cash, and you charge the government $100.
That's where I'm scratching my head. I don't get that. How is that benefiting the stores if they're giving $80 of cash out of their registers to these people?
Because they're not selling anything. They're picking up
$20
cash, but doing nothing.
Right, but that's even worse. They're giving away money. They're not actually selling any goods. They're just handing cash. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't know. The whole thing doesn't make. I don't like any of it, frankly. But
that's what they say.
I'm very confused about that story.
Well, there you go. Check out the U.S. Department of Food and Agriculture because that's where the information came from.
Hmm.
Here's another one from the government: Postal Service spending millions of dollars on a new television show. Yes, folks, your tax dollar. Well, I'm not sure, because the Postal Service is not supposed to be getting money from the government. It's supposed to be on its own. But we all know they get subsidies from the government.
Right, because aren't they like $11 billion in debt every year?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. They can't. They haven't got enough to pay the retirement for their employees. That's where the government money comes from, to pay the retirement for retired Postal Service people. So anyway, they've doled out $16 million to a television entertainment firm to produce and air this program aimed at educating teenagers and their parents about mail fraud. Huh. The agency says that
there's so much hilarity in this story.
Oh, my God. The agency says the program is called The Inspectors, airs Saturday morning on CBS. Been a big success for them. It's paid for with money from the Postal Service Asset Forfeiture and Consumer Fraud Fund, not from postage revenue or from tax dollars. The initiative has come under fire. Senator McCaskill of Missouri says, quote, I know postal inspectors do great and important work, but I'm not sure that they need to be sponsoring a scripted TV drama when the agency is having such massive financial problems and closing post offices in Missouri and across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. McCaskill has been among those in Congress pushing for a postal bill that would help the agency save money. Yeah, duh. They could
spending
do that.
What, $5 million on a TV show that
no,
I've never even heard
million.
Of?
No, $16 million.
$16 million.
Who has ever heard of this show?
Never heard of it. Never, ever heard of it. But the fact that they say that, this is where, to me, this is hilarious. The fact that they're saying that the point of the show is to educate teenagers. Okay, so teenagers are not watching this
show. Who's watching TV on Saturday morning? Yeah, right.
Teenagers are asleep.
Smooth.
Yeah. Teenagers are sleeping in when this show is on. Okay, I know because I'm still like a teenager on a Saturday morning. I'm sleeping in. So
6:30 Saturday morning it's on.
Oh, yeah, good luck getting a teenager awake at 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday. Okay,
oh,
that's number one. Number two. Teenagers don't see the mail, and teenagers don't have any mail unless it's like some direct communication coming from their school, because most people have gone green. And so the number of pieces of mail that people get on average is like a third of what it used to be. So there's really even no point of, there's no way to justify spending this money on an infomercial, basically, for the Postal Service when they've made themselves kind of obsolete as it is.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I get about two pieces of mail, and it's just junk. Well, I get one thing from you every month. You're one thing from Doug.
Yeah,
and like one piece of spam
mail. The old time way of doing it.
Yeah, and like one piece of spam mail. And I get an email every morning from the U.S. Postal Service with a picture of what's going to be delivered that day. And it's never more than one or two items.
My scribble on an envelope.
Yes. So for them to spend $16 million on this.
Okay. We are so silly in this country. We are so silly. But it gives, I suppose the other side of it is, it gives money if somebody's making, got a job here, or two or three or four, how many people?
Some actors? 60,
yeah. Actors get money, producers. Yep.
I have a feeling that somebody who's in charge of this has always wanted to be a Hollywood producer, and so it was their genius idea.
I got
Let's
a feeling
a TV show.
That whoever's doing it has a brother or a cousin or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
I'm going to go on IMDb, and I'll do some research.
Right. Yeah, do some research on that, will you please? Further research yet to come. Speaking of research, I've researched the people who are using ZipRecruiter, which is the fastest way to hire great people. A lot of people in these companies are happy to tell their stories about how they found some of their current employees and how they're still looking for other great ones. Google, for example, uses ZipRecruiter. Yes, they do. Juju uses it. Facebook uses it. Job Rapido uses it. Startwire, CareerJet, you name it. They're using this, and you as well as an employer. You're looking for good people. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/EJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Here for Space Girls, for Space Girls. Excuse me, that may be a Freudian slip. Spice Girl fans everywhere, the news on Mel B and the rest of the Spice Girls is what we are focusing on here. 23 after the hour, it's the DJ V Show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Kara's a big Spice Girls fan. I'm not sure about you, Victoria. You like the Spice Girls? You like the Spice
Girls? I just accused Kara of not being as big of a fan as I am.
As you are. Ah, okay.
Ridiculous.
Ah, awful.
And Jen is a huge Spice Girls fan,
yes,
too.
Jennifer is, yes. So the rumor is, or was, that the royal wedding featuring Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who's going to be the entertainment? And, well, most people speculated, including Kara, on Ed Sheeran making an appearance. But after co-hosting the real, there's a talk show name called The Real, Mel B, who is Scary Spice, let it slip that the Spice Girls might have a prominent role in the royal wedding. Responding to the question, you know, anybody invited to the royal wedding? Mel B said all five of the girls have been invited. She didn't go into detail about what the invitation itself looked like, but said it came in a proper box and had all the royal protocols, dude, attached to it.
Meghan Markle is living the dream. Not only is she marrying a prince, but she gets to invite all five of the Spice Girls to her wedding. It's like a dream come true for Diana and me.
All right, so anyway, that's the story about who's going to be at the royal wedding performing.
But, well, they might be performing, and that's really where, yes, they're invited, but they might actually be performing, so that would be amazing. And we're not going to get to see any of it.
Big. I wanted to say, after the fact, won't there be video after the fact?
I doubt anybody's going to have a cell phone at the royal wedding recording stuff. I doubt it.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Leave your cell phones at home. 25 after the hour now. Music news with a focus on David Crosby, who has planned a North American tour all by himself this year for the summer. Actually, starting this spring in April, he'll start recording his next album. Last year, he released an album called Sky Trails, his third album in 4 years. His 21-day tour will start May 19th in Tulsa and conclude June 29th at Morrison, Colorado's Red Rock Amphitheater, which is a fabulous, fabulous place. Ever seen these shows produced there? It's just really
I've never been, but I've seen videos from there, and it looks incredible.
Tour also includes one-off gigs with Alison Krauss. That's going to be with her. He's going to be with her on June 6th in Vienna, Virginia. And Mary Chapin Carpenter also. He is set to appear on Harry Shearer's upcoming album as Spinal Tap member Derek Smalls on Smalls Change. That's an interesting reality. That LP out the 13th of April features guest spots from Stevie Dan, Donald Fagen, Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins, Red Chili Peppers, Chad Smith, former Yes member Rick Wakeman, Dweezil Zappa, Joe Satriani, and Steve Vai. That's a pretty interesting group, actually.
Right?
that's a very interesting group. All right. Well, Crosby's still one toke over the line, as far as I'm concerned. He always has been. All right, what else have we got musically? Pentatonix. There's an interesting contrast. The announcement came out yesterday that they have a new album, and they're scheduling a massive tour all across our country. This is one of the most popular, wonderful a cappella groups to come along in a long, long time.
They're amazing. They really
PTX
are.
PTX presents Top Pop Volume 1 throughout the 13th of April. Feature a set of new covers from the group. The first in their PTX Presents series. The album features the newly released cover of Camila Cabello's. Am I doing that right? Is that close
enough? Cabello.
Her song, Havana. Here it is right there playing in the background. How about that? Following the album, they're going to embark on a 39-city North American tour. Be in Charlotte, Dallas, Phoenix, in Syracuse, New York.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have some fun as the hour progresses here on the DJB show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you into another good day of conversation. I said, let's have some fun. I'm looking around here, and I don't see. Wait a minute, where's my fun sheet? We start off with a focus on a school in Oklahoma, happens to be an elementary school, taking measures to protect its students. In case there's a school shooting, they have built seven
bulletproof shelters inside their classrooms in the elementary school in town. And these are smaller ones. The middle school has larger. So what are they doing at the high school? They're supposed to be building them in the high school as well. They haven't done that yet. I think this started, somebody had the idea that it would help, because it's a big tornado area, might help save children if there was a tornado. But now they're referring to them as bulletproof shelters, built by a company called Shelter in Place. And, excuse me, they are the first shelters to be installed in any school in the U.S. 35 students and two teachers can get inside one of these shelters. This is a smaller town. Same number of students who attended the Parkland High School attend the high school there. So what do we think of this idea? Would you like to send your child to a school that had emergency shelters in them that would protect them from a shooter, bulletproof glass, etc.?
What do we think about education?
How's education being? The world of public school education is done in America. Finished. It's over.
Well, it just seems like, you know, it's so frustrating when you think about how different life is, and we've accepted that, and how different schools look and how they have to operate now. Shooter drills that kids have to do, and it's so sad. It's just so sad. But to answer your question, yes, anything that can lock the school down and protect it. Unfortunately, the reality is we need to make schools like a fortress. And so armed guards outside, I'm all for that. I'm all for a metal detector at entrances. That's what New York City public schools have. And I've said this before. There has never been a mass shooting in a New York City public school. That's just not a target because there's so many obstacles to get through, and you wouldn't get through the door.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm in favor of that. I am not in favor of bringing more guns into schools with teachers being armed. Not in favor of that. They're civilians. They shouldn't, even if they want to, that should not be the focus of why they're there. And, you know, if it's a retired military personnel with training, sure, I'm all for that. Having them be, you know, plain clothes, walking the halls, absolutely, I would feel safer with that. I just don't think that civilian teachers should be the ones making these split-second decisions of trying to save lives. What happens if someone else gets caught in the crossfire? There's so many things that could go wrong with that plan or that option that I just can't. There's nothing about it that makes me feel safer, and I would not want my child to have a teacher with a gun in the classroom. I just wouldn't.
This is going to be a boon for private school. It certainly is around this country. More and more people are wanting to have their kids go to some sort of religious school, Catholic school, something tied with religion, where these people don't seem
to
stop.
But those schools are going to have to deal with the same types of things, too.
What a horrible statement on reality that is.
It is.
My God. All right, speaking of horrible statements on reality, North Korea apparently is shipping supplies to the Syrians for chemical weaponry. This report was issued on Tuesday by the UN, and the New York Times has it published today. It says the supplies include acid-resistant tiles, thermonuclear meters. What kind of nuts have we got in the world? What is there about people? What, are we crazy? Between the shooting of schools, these godforsaken idiots in the Middle East... Chlorine bombs the North Koreans are given to the Syrians. Damn them. And the UN knows, so we must know, there were 40 shipments last year of prohibited missile parts and materials that have come from North Korea to Syria. Illicit trade. North Korea is not supposed to be doing any of this sort of thing according to the sanctions.
Joke. Apparently they're not that bothered by the sanctions.
No, apparently not. Anyway, I find this, it's just really,
I know, right?
I really, yeah. All right, let's do some traveling. Travel time. The FAA says not so fast to American and some of the other airlines that are making flying circumstances less than pleasant or comfortable, and people seem to be interested. I can't believe Spirit Airlines has as many planes as they are. Every time I go into an airport, I see a Spirit, one of the big, ugly, yellow planes. This is the worst airline that ever, ever has been conceived. An airline has no reason for being, and Frontier's not much better. The FAA reportedly close to deciding that it will, in fact, regulate how much space passengers get on airplanes, and this is because the airlines have screwed everybody over. It went from 35, in the year 2000, used to be 35 inches. Now, if you get 34 inches, you're put in the front of the plane. They call it on American, they call it something, what is it, MCE, or it's a members only, or whatever the hell they call it. You're supposed to, if you pay $50 more for a seat, or if you're like me and you travel a lot, they give you some kind of elite status, you can get into these main cabin extra. That's what it is. So you get extra leg room, but it isn't as much as you had in a normal seat back in 2000.
Spirit isn't it like in front, 28 inches or something?
Now,
you're back in the regular in economy?
Well, 31 is what it has been traditionally. Frontier and Spirit make it 28, and American has a bunch of new 737s that everybody's complaining about, because not only do they jam you in, they had four more rows of seats, but the toilets are only half as big as they used to be. You try
going into the toilet
and take your pants down and sit on the john in a toilet that's half as big as it used to be. And they say, well, that's what people want. They want cheap seats. I don't want a cheap seat. And, you know what, if you're paying good money, no matter what, quote-unquote, a cheap seat is, what kind of dignity is there involved? Never mind sitting in a seat with my son is 6'3", and he can't get into most of the normal seats. He always gets the extra, and he still is up against the seat in the front. And you know how annoying it is to sit in a seat with some little teeny whopper in the back kicking against the seat or pushing out, or even somebody's got long legs pushing against it. You can't put the seat back.
Well, my biggest problem is, and this happens every single time I fly, the person in front of me puts their seat all the way back and they're in my lap.
Yeah.
My knees are already up against squished up against the seat in front of me, and then some jackass puts their seat all the way back and doesn't even realize, hello, you're in my lap. Like, I'm watching you take a nap in my lap. No. And it's just, I wish that, and I know that some airlines have talked about not having seats that recline at all. I am all for that, because you need to protect the little bit of space
you have.
It
wouldn't be bad if we had the normal amount of 34 or 35 inches between the seats. There's a group called Flyers' Rights that's working this over with the FAA. They regulate safety, not comfort, so they say. And they, in the past, have said they wouldn't take up the issue. So now the FAA has been taken to court by this group. Last year, a federal judge told the FAA to now set regulations. So the FAA is taking a stand. It's not clear what that stand is, however, because you can be sure that the lobbyists for American and United and Delta and Southwest are going to be in there saying, oh, we have to make money, and if we have these thinner, narrower, closer seats, it's good for their bottom line. Not good for my bottom or your bottom or anybody else's bottom who's sitting in those seats. All right.
It's terrible.
Let's see. What other travel? Here's something that's very interesting. I find this annoyingly typical and narrow-minded, but that's just my point of view on this. When it comes to Delta, whose headquarters are in Atlanta, as a matter of fact, they're responsible for the Hartsfield Airport being the busiest in the world. They have, I believe it's like 1,400 flights a day in and out of that airport. It's huge. If you ever try to get around it, it's like Chicago and Dallas. You might as well plan on a week to get from one end of the airport to another.
True. That's really a difficult airport to get around.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And Denver's not much better. So anyway, the folks in the House in Atlanta have threatened to stop Delta, which was about to get a tax break from the state of Georgia. Most of the airlines, like American has this in Dallas. I believe United has it in most of its hubs. So Delta was going to get a state, almost an elimination of the taxes on jet fuel. And it's kind of like, well, it's helping. This is a big employer. Delta has thousands. I think 40,000 people work for Delta in Georgia. So anyway, they have said, Delta has said that they are going to stop their discounts for the NRA, as people that ride the NRA have been getting discounts on Delta. Why is that? Why should they get...
I totally agree.
What the hell is that all about?
I don't
about?
Get that. I understand.
I don't get a discount. I belong to the NRA. If I knew that...
Well, that's not my point. My point
is,
my point is, why is this group being chosen to give a discount over other groups?
Yeah.
And that's not a political statement. That's just, well, what's fair is fair.
Right. Well, a business, they shouldn't be giving them a discount anyway. Maybe somebody woke up to the fact that that NRA, among some, is not necessarily, I mean, you can go either way with it, whether you like them or you don't like them.
Well, a lot of businesses are distancing themselves now because consumers are demanding
that. Delta, let's see here, United, Hertz, others who have relationships for discounts with the NRA have cut them off.
I think it's Bank of Omaha has canceled the NRA credit card.
Yeah.
There's like that kind of stuff is happening, which is fine because let the market, always say, let the market dictate what's going to happen.
Right.
I just don't understand why. And FedEx, apparently, which is based in Memphis, they said that they're going to stick by giving their discount to the NRA members. I just don't get, I guess these are all Southern-based companies, so...
Mm-hmm.
But still, it just seems very unfair. So, I don't know. I don't like picking one group over another.
Everything has become way too politicized. And then people say, wow, the NRA. No, sorry, no!
Did you hear? Forget which... It was all over Twitter last night. Forget which Yahoo it was. But some congressman or whatever was on MSNBC or CNN was being interviewed and was defending the discount that the NRA members get for all these different companies. And he tried to say that members of Planned Parenthood also get a discount. So not true.
Really?
Of course not. Yeah. That was just, it was just such a ridiculous thing. He obviously was not prepared, but that went all over the social media. That was laughable. Oh, well, Planned Parenthood members get a discount. No, they don't.
Great.
No, they don't.
All right. Well, we're going to discount the time now. Time is time. 11 and a half for the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Believe it or not, spring is around the corner, and many will be turning to the outdoors and hitting the links. Looking to improve your golf game? Why not check out Garmin Smart Golf Watch, the Approach S4. No subscription required and preloaded with golf courses from around the world. But golf courses are known for changing their layouts, so we asked Maddie Estrada from Garmin what happens next.
So our database is updated pretty frequently with changes, renovations, all that good stuff. And a couple times a year, you'll want to check back to garmin.com/courses. And we have a free downloadable web updater that you're able to update your courses for free forever.
Check out Garmin's Approach S4 at garmin.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
After the hour now, time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein. Warren is the host of The Pet Show, cleverly. Wow, that's who came up with that name? Did you work on that long time?
Weeks and weeks.
Warren's program is on every weekend all around the country, has been for a long time. He's America's hero when it comes to saving your dog, your cat, your pet. Information galore on this great show. Look it up at thepetshow.com. Warren and a focus on cloning dogs right after this.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home an auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master, right? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
All right, 55 past the hour, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here. The focus on Barbara Streisand, who has cloned her dog not once, not twice, but three times. And because you and I are friends with her vet, and you've used the same vet, and I've used the same vet, and we both love this guy, I actually talked to him about cloning Charlotte. And he said, you're not going to like what the outcome is. You're not going to like what it costs, number one. Number two, it's not Charlotte. And we had two or three conversations about it, frankly, and he discouraged me from doing it, and so did my children. But that apparently wasn't the conversation he had with Barbara Streisand. I told you the last time I was in there with Frankie, she was there with one of these little white weasels that she had, or maybe they're in the same. I'm looking at pictures of the basket, and that was the same basket she was carrying them in the day I was in there. I didn't know they had been cloned. Did you know that these dogs were cloned, Warren?
I just found out the other day when the story broke in Variety that she had cloned her dogs. And boy, was I told. I was never a big Barbara Streisand fan anyway. I mean, I appreciate her voice. But the bottom line is I think it's the most ludicrous and ridiculous thing. And maybe I have a different take on it, Doug, because I spend so much time in the shelters and rescues all across the country. And with so many dogs needing homes and pedigree dogs, purebred dogs as well, why would you clone your dog? First of all, the dog is not going to have the personality of the dog that you had. It may have similar personalities because it's being brought up with you. But there's no purpose to me in terms of cloning a dog. I don't understand it. Listen, my dog is not the most beautiful dog in the world, but once I've had him for a day, I fell in love with the inside. What do I care what they look like on the outside?
So, well, that's what Bill Carlson is the vet we're talking about. And that's what he said to me. You're not going to have the same dog. I loved Charlotte more than almost anything that I've ever, any being I've ever encountered in my life. And so I really wanted it. She was 12 when we first started talking about it. And that would have been 5 years ago. Six years ago. And he just said, nah, you don't want, you know, it's just, it's too expensive and you're not going to have the same dog.
Plus the fact you want to remember that Charlotte was Charlotte, and as he said, there's not going to be another Charlotte. So the bottom line is that when you start cloning dogs, what's next? I mean, what are they going to do next? All right, so I want a dog with one white eye, one blue eye, so I'm going to clone this dog, or I'm going to clone that. You know, it just drives me absolutely crazy. Go to a shelter, save a dog's life. It's unbelievable to
you
me.
You know as well as I do, though, that kind of research is going on, and people that are crazy enough like Barbara Streisand to do it will do it. They'll have the money, and they'll pay for it, whether it gets done in a vet's office or on a ship in the middle of the ocean, whatever. They're doing it with people, so why not do it with dogs?
I've yet to find one person in the humane community, the rescue community, or the dog world that is pro-cloning dogs. Yeah. I've yet to find one. So I don't know. She made a decision. She has the money. Let her do what she wants to do. But my recommendation is, you know, Barbara, take some of that money and save some dogs' lives.
There you go. All right. Send her a note, will you, please? Send her. She's all over Instagram, pictures of the dog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.